It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoeshine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Welcome, Comedy Shoeshine, dude. Episode 150. Yeah,
that's a good number. You must have some not laugh tracks. Well, laugh track maybe.
Someone add it. Tell you what, each listener add their own laugh track because I'm not doing that. But if I had the time, actually, yeah, I should have a button for a laugh track.
That was so fun. That was on F This. That was like 200
okay,
years ago.
I should do that. Actually,
that was back when they used to use laugh tracks, so it wouldn't really work now.
Yeah, we'd have to explain it to kids.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, man, 150. They said we would never do it.
Yeah.
I guess.
I was just thinking how much time we've wasted of people's. 150 fucking episodes worth of just
That's
nothing.
Probably at least, 130 hours or something, right? It's got to be people.
It's pretty good. Almost exactly right.
Something like that. 120. Yeah, I don't know. That's how many days is that? Well, that's not that many days. Yeah, I can't decide. Is that a lot of time over the years, or is that not any time? I can't. Could go either way.
Yeah, actually, it's not. It's like 45 minutes a week, roughly.
How do you figure that?
Yeah.
How the hell did you calculate
3 years? Wait, does that mean it's been 3 years?
Wait, yeah, it does mean it's been almost 3 years. Well, because we've kept the weekly pace. I was going to mention, this one is... You know, well, okay, it's on time for me because for daylight savings, I move my clock 25 hours back. So that's, instead of the one, I do 25. So I'm a day and an hour. So
that's fun.
Yeah.
So it's still Sunday.
It makes just as much fucking sense as the other thing. It's not any different. Fucking daylight savings. It's dark at 2 p.m. now. It's just, it's totally dark. I just want to kill myself every day. I can't do it.
I really don't mind it.
I love everything else. Like, I love that it's nice and cool now. That makes up for it, actually. That's pretty much... Yeah. I'm doing okay just because it's not 1,000 degrees here. But still, like, when it... Gosh, by the time Lydia gets home from work, it's pitch black. Yeah. I hate it. It just feels like, oh, okay, no more
Can't
day,
even
I guess.
Play tag outside or anything.
Yeah, we've been having to play night tag. So hard.
Indoor tag sucks.
Yeah.
You could do capture the flag, maybe something like that. Remember when you were a kid, like high school age, there was like laser tag, capture the flag, tag.
Those were things of legend. I never got to
even
play
a
good game.
No one would ever do that at this age.
No. Well, some people. That's the thing. Okay, hold on a sec. Yeah, well, a couple of things. First off, that does go nicely into a bit I was going to do. But before that, I thought of another thing, which is, why is it that in this day and age, you and I have constantly complained and, you know, again, everyone can have their fucking thing. Congratulations, you have your fucking thing. But everyone's fucking thing is cartoons and comic books, you know, for our age. So it's all, why didn't they keep the good stuff from being a kid? Like, you know, Capture the Flag and Ultimate Frisbee. I guess some people play Ultimate Frisbee.
Man, Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah.
Whoa!
It is literally the Ultimate Frisbee. Like it's,
I watched in my summer abroad. I watched a documentary on Ultimate Frisbee like a week ago, and I watched the whole fucking thing. It was
amazing.
Were
you fucking pumped,
dude? Yeah. Well, let me try to explain something to you. There was a time where there was no Ultimate Frisbee.
No, man, I know.
And guys were like,
someone invented it.
Let's do a game where we play Ultimate Frisbee.
Wasn't it like, I swear I've heard the story of it. Like it was a guy, was it someone who played football, but they didn't want to get injured anymore or something?
I don't remember that. All like I know, that. It was hard at first because they had boner, like full boners the whole game. So no one could really run or anything. Yeah. They were so excited.
I mean, every once in a while you could wrangle the Frisbee on your boner. Like if you,
yeah,
yeah. You'd have to like slide down and then catch the Frisbee on your boner. That was extra points. That's in the rules.
I'm going all over the place, but the, you know,
but
like
that's what I'm saying. Like the thing. Okay. So for example, and sorry to talk like, I met a super nice guy. I was at a wedding this weekend and met a nice guy. I do not mean to talk shit. Super cool guy. But he, you know, everyone hears that I do a podcast. Now, I don't mention it, but somebody else mentions it. And then they, you know, what I found is everyone else does a podcast. So what they do is, oh, hey, Thomas, I hear you do podcasts. And I say, yep. I say, I do podcasts. Let me tell you about my podcast, they say. And I say, you know yeah. what? I'm all ears. I'll listen to it. I listen to everybody's fucking podcast ideas. I don't listen to their podcast.
Listen to the actual
Yeah,
podcast,
I listen to the, yeah. what I listen to their pitch and they're like, yeah, I do this. And I'm always like, yeah, no, that actually sounds really good. Everyone is probably doing better podcasts than I am. But anyway, this guy's thing was like, it was about cartoons. Mm. And it was like, oh yeah, it's about all the different cartoons. And I was like, you know what? That sounds like a brilliant idea because everyone's a fucking child. But yeah. why couldn't it be ultimate? Why couldn't it be the cool things from being a kid? It has to be cartoons and superheroes. It's like, I get that everyone else likes that. I just wish it was something I liked is what I'm trying to say. Like, I wish the thing we were all doing from our childhood was something I actually cared about. It's just bad luck.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I guess with all those things, boners. There's not enough content really. Because with cartoons, you can just wait for someone else to do all the work and then you just talk about it or whatever. You can't, what are you talking about with?
No, I don't mean for a podcast. I mean, like, actually, if I wish everybody's into watching cartoons and watching, making the fucking comic book movies, like, why aren't we all into cool stuff? I would even, what if we were all into, like, Boy Scout or, like, scouting? Oh, wait, you said that. You did a bit on that, didn't you? Like, what if we were all into, like, camping and doing, like, making knots?
I'm into camping.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, like, anything else from our childhood could have been cool except... For me personally, again, just my preference, fucking cartoons and comics. I don't care. It was the two things I didn't care about.
It is the 150th, so you're allowed get out to bring up comic books again. Yeah
all the
best. No, I was going to say about Ultimate Frisbee, not to go off too far.
Yeah,
but
well, we're going to do the rest of the episode on Ultimate Frisbee.
It's, I was just thinking, so you know, fun. When you see, you don't like dogs, but you know, when you see like dogs that fetch Frisbees or whatever, like,
I like dogs that fetch Frisbees.
Yeah, or if you, like, throw a stick, a dog cannot, I mean, some of them don't give a shit, but the ones that are into it, they cannot fucking resist trying to get the stick.
And you will never, ever outlast them.
No, they'll go forever.
Never,
they'll die.
You could, they'll go until you will be in your grave, and they'll bring a stick to your grave, and they'll be like, God, this fucking guy.
It's the greatest thing.
Yeah,
it's but the best. I was going to say, that's the only time I can identify with an animal that feeling of... When you're running 100%. And the Frisbee's floating just ahead of you.
Oh, my God.
It's the great. It's your brain is just going crazy of like, I can get it if I just reach and run a little harder.
Yeah, the Frisbee does. It like kind of floats on the wind sometimes. You're like, oh, I fucking got it. I've got it. It's just sitting. It's a plate just sitting there for you to grab. Just perfect. Good times.
Every ultimate Frisbee game is like the idea. I mean, it's a game. You do the passes, but it's really just the long Frisbee. It's really just... Is there going to be a point in this game where someone throws a Frisbee and I run forever and
you
dive
know what sucks?
And
I don't,
catch it?
I don't know if you saw this in your documentary, but when at
you were totally
point,
serious, but that sounded funny. Anyway,
no, I'm 100% serious. I don't know if you saw this. The ultimate Frisbee gets too structured and it becomes too... Because like I went with... After I graduated college, I was still living in the town where I went to college. And I had a friend still going to the school. And he was like, I'm into the Ultimate Frisbee Club. And he's like, we're going to play. And I was like, I'm there, 100% there.
Yeah.
And so we started to play. And they had like all this structure. There was like positions. And it was like...
Yeah, that's not fun.
Yeah, I was like, okay, two people are almost like the Ultimate Frisbee quarterbacks. And they kind of are in the back. And then everyone else runs out. As receivers, kind of, and there might have been more involved to it in it. And then, you know me, like, run, you know, jumping's my thing. I can jump like no other. You wouldn't expect it from me, but I can really jump. But they were like, no, you're going to be the thrower. I was like, I don't even know that I can throw a fucking Frisbee.
Nobody
I'm
can
here,
throw a Frisbee.
I am here for running and jumping and catching. That's what I'm here for. Yeah. And they stuck me in the back. And, you know, I was just the guy visiting. So I was like, all right, I guess I have to do whatever they say. But It's like, I,
yeah, you need like amateur co-ed frisbee. That's the funnest.
Yeah.
Once it gets serious and everyone's good, it's not
fun.
Yeah,
it's just, yeah, it sucked. So that kind of ruined it. I think that's why I haven't played ultimate frisbee since then.
Yeah. It's weird. I mean, yeah, some of the most fun I've ever had is like when I first started working at the state, we had a group of people that were all the same age, girls and guys, and we played soccer and ultimate frisbee like a couple times a week after work. It was pretty good. Fucking fun. God, it was the best. Anyway.
So it reminded me of something I was going to say. So we had a fucking action packed weekend. God, I can't believe this entire weekend. Oh, it was a thousand things. And I had an interview canceled. So like the whole time I was worried about like I had to get an episode out, you know, so it was a bad weekend, but it was full of good things. Like it ended up being okay. And it all was fun. So we had a wedding and a funeral actually. I don't know if that's some reference to something, but we had a wedding and a funeral. And it was Lydia's grandpa's funeral. And Lydia's grandpa was 187 years old. No, he was like 95 or something. So that's one of the good funerals, you know? It's one of the good ones where it's like, people are sad, but they're like, well, he was ready to go like 10 years ago. He spent the last 10 years of his life just, I'm so fucking bored. Like, just take
Sometimes they try to sell you on a celebration of life, and it's like, they were 40, so it's hard to, if there's two...
Yeah.
Hard to do that, but if they're 90 something, then you could, it makes sense.
Yeah, it's good. It's had perfect. His life. It's good because any younger, you know, like not any younger, but when you get into 30s, 40s, even 50s, even 60s, 60s is the gray area where it's like, did they live a full life? Like, do you say like, well, they lived a full life, 60s? It's kind of,
that's
could be
young now.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'd say even 70. You'd be
even
like,
even 70. Yeah, it's kind
of
like
a little bit of ripoff.
Once you get to 80s, you're good. And 80s, 90s is just bonus. Like if you 95, I think he was 94, 95. Like that's
for a man too. That's amazing.
Yeah, and it was so
that's like 150 for a woman.
It's one of those funerals that's like I'm happy to go to this because like you know he was awesome. He flew in fucking World War II, and I was sold at that point. You know, like
yeah,
he was in the Air Force in World War II. Need I say more? So I have a bunch about that. But as we were driving up, it was in Santa Cruz, and they did a burial at sea or whatever, or, you know, the fucking spread the ashes at sea, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't make it for that because that was, God, Santa Cruz is a 700-hour drive from where we are because of traffic and stuff. It just, the traffic just kills you. And the burial at sea part or whatever, that was at 9. So I was like... We're not getting up at like tough. 5 to, I wish. And then, but I was kind of conflicted because I was like, it's a man's life. Like, shouldn't we have just gotten up at fucking 5 and gone? You know, like, I guess we should have. But at the same time, it was like, well, we can just go for the, there's going to be something after that. And I was like, okay, we'll go for the thing after that. And this wasn't even me either. Like, this was all Lydia. It wasn't as though she wanted to do the thing. And I would have gone along with whatever she said, I think. But I thought about it. And I was like, really, I mean, it's a funeral. It's a, you know, this is the last thing anyone's ever going to do for this guy. You know, like we should have just gotten up at 5 a.m. and driven.
There's
all
not like more ashes. Like there's just the, that's it. You know.
Yeah, that's kind it. Of a there's final just the one, thing. Yeah, and he deserved it. We should have gone. Now I feel bad. We should have gone. But anyway, we're driving to Santa Cruz and we get there and we start seeing the ocean. You know, it's the fucking ocean. And we were talking, you know, we have the baby now, and I realized occasionally things occur to me kind of like, oh, you know, my baby, my kid is going to be really into this, you know, occasionally. And it's funny the things kids are into. God, it's so weird. And like, I can still remember it to where I kind of get it, but also I don't. Dude, seashells.
Yeah.
Kids are obsessed with seashells. And I kind of remember thinking as a kid, they were just... I don't know why, like, what is it? Do you remember what it is? Like, seashells were magical as a kid. It was, like, the most amazing... If someone had a seashell, it's like, that's impossible. First off, I don't believe you. There's no way you actually have a seashell. And maybe, I mean, you know, we grew up 3 or 4 hours from the ocean, so I don't know if that's it, but they were magical as a kid. And so I thought of that, because, you know, we were at the beach. I was like, oh, that's great. And then what was I saying? We were talking about, you know, things we're going to be into... or the kid's going to be into. And I was realizing too, you know, Phoebe is obviously a girl. I was like, she's going to be into fucking horses. God, girls and horses.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, there, anything else she's into, I could kind of get some joy out of it. You know, even softball, God forbid. Even softball or soccer, God forbid. I could kind of get into that. Horses, there's nothing. I can't, there. No. I don't care about horses. I have no interest in horses.
No.
And so the only good thing about horses is that their shit doesn't smell very bad. And so that's kind of cool.
It smells great. Like, yeah.
Yeah, so I can enjoy it for approximately 1 minute of realizing.
Yeah, you can enjoy their shit. That's
and then
it.
I said, like, horses can literally talk as though their shit doesn't stink. Like, that's a cool, they can actually talk like their shit doesn't stink. But anyway, and then, so, what did we say? But Lydia had a really funny line where I was saying, like, God, I'm just going to not tell her about horses. That's what I said. I was like, I'm not going to tell my baby about horses. Let's just, and she said, Lydia said, she'll figure it out.
Like, wow.
Yeah, she'll invent the concept of a horse. Like, she'll be like, Mom, Dad, I think there's a four-legged animal that's got to be about this big and this. Yeah, it was just a funny line. I knew what she meant, which is like, she'll, you know, someone else will tell her about horses or something. But
yeah,
the idea that she was going to just intuit the idea of a horse if we didn't, you know, tell her is funny.
Yeah,
so that was funny.
Want a long-legged, beautiful long. Is it because of their hair? Start
drawing,
is that what it is?
She'll start drawing things that look closer and closer to a real horse. Like, she's just like, I know, I can't put my finger on it, but I know this should exist. Yeah,
is the only animal with long, beautiful girls' hair? Is that why? I don't know. Why do girls like horses?
I don't know. You would think dudes would like horses. You'd think little boys would be like, I'm going to be a knight or something, and I'm going to ride a horse with a... You know, a big, long fucking stick, whatever.
It's
got
to be the hair. It has to be the hair. They have amazing hair.
Yeah.
Name an animal with better hair than a horse.
Oh, best.
Can't. Yeah. It's like 10 heads of hair.
Yeah, that's
great. On one animal.
I mean.
Why do they have that? Anyway. Weird.
Same reason they have like 400 penises. They have like 10 lengths of penis. That's.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're big animals. They would need big penises to get in there.
Well, I guess.
But why would they have that like 8-foot mane down their neck? And that's it. Weird.
So yeah. So she'll figure out the concept of horses. And God, what was I going to say? And so anyway, onto the funeral. So we were a little late because she went to the other side of the harbor, and like there was no way to get this. Some bullshit. So we were a little bit late, but they were holding. The good news is they were holding the thing for us. They're like, okay, we're waiting. And that was when I told you that this is a nothing story, but Lydia's sister called and Lydia put it on speakerphone and her sister said like, okay, they're holding the thing for you. So whenever you get here, and Lydia's like, okay. And then she hung up the phone and then she tells me very seriously, my sister says they're holding the thing. Like, she thought that it wasn't on speaker and it was just it was a nothing story, but I couldn't stop laughing at it because it was like, it was so loud. I just heard it. But anyway, so they're holding the thing. And that's when I realized like they're doing the military thing. They're doing the, you know, they've done the burial at sea, whatever that bullshit, the scattering. I don't know if that was military or not, but this thing is apparently a service they do. Like this must be a standard thing that I have no idea if it's, you know, he was in the Air Force. I don't know if it was specifically the Air Force or just any, they do all the same thing for all the services, but they had three dudes. And they were all dressed to the nines. I mean, it was great. Their shoes were shined. You know, they were in their uniform. It was all nice and pressed. Like, everything was, it was fucking military. Like, it was awesome. And they've got three guys, and they do, like, a ceremony of unfolding the flag. The flag was already triangled because they were getting ready to flick it. Like, someone was going to do the hand thing, and they were going to flick the flag through the uprights. No. It was already folded into a perfect triangle. Yeah. And then they do like a unfolding and they have to do I don't know if I can put this properly into words, but the whole time I was thinking both how ridiculous it is that we do these ceremonial things, but also how awesome it is. Like it's simultaneously, we have to do it because otherwise getting killed for the military is fucking bullshit. Like,
yeah,
it's, you know, if we didn't do this whole rigmarole, everyone would be like, well, he died because of some country that we don't even care about. You know, like we just sent him there and he died. You know,
yeah,
like that's
like the
that's
worst
it.
Way. Yeah,
so they,
of a...
yeah, like for nothing. Like I have a couple friends from high school who died in one in Afghanistan.
Really?
And it might have been both in Afghanistan. But Yeah, no, one guy, they drove over a landmine or whatever, you know, one of those IEDs, mm-hmm. and yeah, he died. Sucked. He was on the same wrestling team as TJ Dillashaw, UFC champion. Wow. And I. But anyway, yeah, it fucking sucks. Like, and it's one thing if, and I was thinking, when it comes to fighting for our freedom, which doesn't exist, like, I guess World War II has got to be the last time that was even close, right? When's the last time someone fought for our freedom? Because nothing, I mean, I know it's good to say that, it's Veterans Day, they fight for our freedom, whatever, but nobody's trying to take, is anybody, did anyone start any wars against us to take our freedoms?
Or is it just, I don't know, it's hard to say. Yeah. I mean, I guess if we didn't do anything at all, like if there was no military, would somebody just, you know, somebody would do something maybe? Maybe they don't do anything because we do have the military.
But
I
like,
know.
They're very clearly these days, we're fighting for other people's freedom, which is still noble. Like, I'm not saying it's not noble, but it's funny how there's all these things we agree we have to say. Like, they fought for freedom.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, no one's ever going to question that because, you know, why would you question that?
No, you can't. It's like you said, it has to be. Because if we didn't do that, everyone would be like, well, I'm not going in the military. Fuck that. No one even cares.
It all has to be the maximum. Like, all this stuff has to be the maximum. And the minute you allow any nuance, it's like the whole thing will crumble because you realize, oh, actually, most of it's fucking bullshit. We're sending people to places we shouldn't even send them. They're dying for probably even bad reasons within the war, like friendly fire kills most of them. And then like all this nonsense. If you really poked holes in it, it just sucks. And there's no reason anyone would ever really want to do it. But in an effort to, you know, to make it so someone will give their life for this, which is a really noble thing. Like, it is incredible that people do it, and it is amazing. And if anyone, any veterans listening out there who, as long as you didn't, you know, murder anybody unnecessarily, like, you know, that's awesome. I don't mean to badmouth it, but it's funny that we do these rituals where they have to, like, so they're doing the flag thing, and they have to take, like, a certain number of steps together, you know, like, they go together, they fold it, and they, like, you know, what's the word? It's all just, it's kind of robotic.
Choreographed.
Like it's like, and they have to move in sync. They're staring in each other's eyes like you've never seen. I mean, it was just intense, you know, and it's all got to be, it all has to be that. Like, it couldn't be anything else because I think they all want to feel like, okay, if I die in my service, like someone's going to do this for me, you know, or so. And it makes sense, but it's just the same time I was thinking, this is fucking weird if you think about it, but also it makes sense. And then they start playing Taps, and the guy plays the best rendition of Taps ever. It was perfect. It
was
like,
there a dry eye in the house?
No, not at all. I mean, and how could there be? I mean, he flew planes in World War fucking II. Like, I mean, he earned his Taps. That was awesome. So it was just weird to think about, like, what if they mess up the ritual? Then it just ruins the entire funeral and his life was meaningless. You know, it's just funny.
They don't mess up the ritual.
No. They couldn't mess anything up. If they did, it just, your whole, you know, then your death was meaningless. It's just kind of, there's a lot of pressure. Like, it has to be, everything has to be just right. And their shoes were shined. The guy played the fuck out of Taps. It was awesome. So they unfurled the flag and then they folded it back up to the triangle, and then they gave it to the loved one, it was something to behold. I didn't really realize that was going to happen, but it was awesome because they waited to do it for Veterans Day. Like, that's, he died
because I thought he passed away a few months ago.
Yeah, but they decided to do this for Veterans Day, which is awesome.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Cool.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. It was not a dry eye in the house, but. Simultaneously, I was like, it's weird, but makes sense. So that's all I wanted to say about that. So seashells and military funerals. And what do you got?
Yeah, seashells.
Yeah.
There's no kid that doesn't like to try to find a seashell.
It's the greatest.
I'm telling you,
a kid had seashells when I was in like fourth grade. I was like, I don't believe it. There's a fake counterfeit seashells.
It's like treasure.
Yeah.
Or something. You get them, being a kid and thinking like, I could go someplace and find treasure. Like, you can't do that at your house or any. There's nowhere you find. I mean, you try to dig up stuff in your yard, but you never find anything.
As a kid, yeah.
Yeah. There's this thing of being a kid of finding treasure.
Yeah. Rocks that look slightly different than the normal rocks. Like, that's. Yeah. And you always think as a kid, like, this has got to be worth something. I remember that. Like when we would find something that looked like a crystal or whatever. Like,
someone will give me money for this. Yeah.
We thought it was worth like thousands of dollars.
Oh, man.
So good.
I was thinking of things that, you know, not necessarily being a kid, but that I don't do anymore. And I sent you that picture a little while ago. For some reason, I was laughing really hard at that. But it reminded me of, I was laughing and I couldn't really stop. Like I kept getting into this laugh over and over again. And I was like, all right, I have to like do stuff now. I can't just be laughing. And I was thinking how, because I don't work, well, I'm not in school anymore and I don't work anywhere with people. Like I kind of miss that feeling when you can't laugh, but you can't not laugh. Like you're not supposed to laugh, but you start laughing at something that's not even funny at all. It's the greatest thing. It's the worst feeling, but the best feeling.
The last time that happened that I remember, it was when I was working in fucking Stockton and I kind of shared an office. Like I had my own little room, but the rooms were connected by a door. So it was, you could kind of hear. And on the other side was my boss. Mm-hmm. And it was when you fucking sent me. Hold on. I'll just start.
Wow.
I'll just start playing. No, I mean, it's everyone knows this. So I'll say. Shit, what is that called now?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Now I can't remember. Oh, no, I remember.
Oh, now I remember.
So you sent me this.
Oh yeah. Trollolo.
Face. And then the one, like, we could, you and I couldn't decide which was funnier, just the normal version or the one that the guy dubbed over, or he was just like,
yeah.
And so it was that one that you sent me, and I was fucking dying. I was like, I was trying not to laugh. I was like, because I knew the guy would not get it. It was an older Mormon dude, and I was just like, I have to not laugh, and that makes it worse, you know? And I was, I don't think I've ever had that extreme of it. I laughed so fucking hard at that. God, I was just sitting there, you know, you're trying to be quiet, like,
yeah,
like just for an hour. God, it's so good.
I was in this meeting.
I know the whole fucking time.
Yeah. Sucks.
Yeah, it does.
I was in this work meeting that was fairly important. It was like at the state capitol in one of the assembly-ish kind of rooms that they have over there. It was like a full staff meeting. And we had this guy that was the head of this team. There was like a PVT. It was a plan verification team. There was this team that would look at like school plans, and part of the regulations or whatever were like, you know, they'd have allowances for this big of a slope of certain things and pipes, whatever. I don't know. There was just a team that did that. We'd get like plans for schools and that team would review those plans. Anyway, the supervisor of that team was this like 4'11" Filipino guy. And he had the most adorable voice and accent. It was like this, like PBT, like this little cute, like high, I don't know. It was amazing. But he was up on stage doing like a presentation. And I was with a couple other jack-off friends that didn't care, you know. And we were writing down things on paper of like, what is he going to say next or something like that. Or maybe he was up there but not talking. And I had this friend I worked with that was one of the funniest people I've ever known. And he wrote something like, can I get a ride home later or something like that. Just all this stupid. He had to be there. But we could not stop laughing for like 30 minutes. And I know that every single person saw us, like all upper management people saw us.
If it was a private company, you would all be fired.
Oh, yeah, we should have been fired. It's like, I could not stop laughing. It's impossible. It wasn't even funny. Like, that's the thing. When that happened in school or that situation, if I just walked outside and we were talking about it, I wouldn't even laugh. But it's like, once you know you can't laugh, it's a thousand times funnier.
Yeah.
The feeling of not being able to stop laughing is, it feels so good, but also terrible. It's weird.
So great.
I miss that. I did that. That's all I did at school from the time I was born till I finished school, was laugh in class the whole entire time because it's so fucking boring.
But yeah, me too.
Yeah, I miss that. How do I get into that situation?
Yeah, we should take a class or something.
AA meeting or something. That would be a
Is there anything better too than when you're in class as a kid in high school and you're just trying to make a girl laugh? Like there's no
Yeah.
Nothing beats that. I mean,
that's pretty good. I thought you were going to say falling asleep in class. That feels
No,
really
you know
good.
What's funny? I never really fell asleep in high school somehow. I don't know why. Maybe it's cuz we had PE every day or something. I don't know. Something kept me awake, but in college, oh my God. I would have every class I would fall asleep in. I don't know why. It's weird.
Cuz
I think it was in high school, it was more like I felt like I could participate, you know? And then in college, some of these college classes where a guy just talks to you and talks at you and you don't do anything. I can't do it.
Did I tell you, I wasn't going to talk about this, but did I tell you that I took a class where I just didn't go? Like I quit and I got a W or whatever.
Picked up a W. That sounds good.
Yeah. I got the W at the end.
As long as you got the W, it doesn't really matter.
That was the everything I've ever done in my life. I never do anything wrong. Like, I mean, definitely on the gray area of just like not paying attention and whatever. But like, you know, I never like didn't do my work or not take a test or whatever. In that class, I just didn't go. I just quit going to the class.
In college.
Because, in college.
Yeah.
And I got like a, or maybe it was a U, or
I was gonna say,
incomplete.
I don't think you heard, but I asked like, what's a W, like withdrew or something?
Yeah, withdrawn or something
usually like that. Usually it's like an incomplete. That's usually
I can't remember. I still have nightmares, no joke. I still have nightmares that class, like I didn't graduate.
You have to take
because
the test for it or something, yeah.
Yeah. No, I went to probably 3 or 4 weeks or 5 weeks maybe. And I just didn't call and like cancel or something. Like, I guess I probably could have called and said like, I'm canceling. And so give me a no credit or something, but I just
like, if you do it early enough, they'll
cancel just
it.
Because I'm sure I told you this, but I don't know if I said it on the show, but it was a like race relations type of class. And there was this like 45-year-old white guy who was like saying the most inappropriate racist things the whole entire class.
Weird.
And there was a bunch of people like mixed, you know, it's California. Like there was all types of race people in this class. And it was so fucking uncomfortable that I couldn't go anymore. And I told the teacher like, dude, are you going to, I think I emailed him. And I said like, I can't be in this class because it's so uncomfortable that you let this guy say this stuff and you don't tell him to stop or like, it's like I could feel the tension like in the room. It was like someone's going to murder everybody. Yeah. Or there's going to be a fight. And I was like, I'm not going to this class anymore. And I just got a W. Like, I don't even know what that did.
You got the W.
I don't know if that's still like if I got a transcript.
It's probably
today
still
for
on
some
your
reason.
Official police record or something.
That's like I have never had a speeding ticket. I've never had that's
never
probably
had
the worst thing I've ever
ticket?
Had happen to me. Is
Holy
that my
shit.
Permanent, full permanent record.
You're not speeding enough if you've never gotten a speeding ticket.
I don't speed. I'm the most boring driver of all time.
More.
I don't
speed any more than, you know, everybody, 10 miles over. Yeah, I go the speed my thing is I'll go as fast as the fastest people go. You know, like I'm not going way faster than everybody else, but like, you know, if the speed limit's 70, I'm going 80. It's just straight. It's flat. There's nothing.
That's not really speeding, though.
Oh, that's speed. But sometimes, you know, I've gotten pulled over for it. It sucks.
Yeah, I've never gotten pulled over.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, no, I have gotten pulled over once, but I just got a warning.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's the worst thing on my whole record is that
I think
W.
I've told the story, but I the one, you know, I had a class. I really had a class that I just did not fucking go to. And I was, it was a class where the whole thing was 3 tests. And a project. Like that was the whole grade, was 3 tests and a project. And
did you get the
attendance,
W?
Attendance.
Cut to the chase. Did you get the W?
Yeah. Well, you have to tune in later to see if you have to listen to my story to see if I grabbed the W. But I did grab the W because it was in 3 sections. So like the 3 tests were, you know, like 1 test for each unit kind of, or like 3 units of the fucking thing. And all the guy would do was put on slides and read what was on the slides. And he would, I think I've told this story before, but he would read what's on the slides and then the slides were available online. So I was like, what am I doing here? So the first third of it, I went largely because there was a cute girl in the class and I did okay on the test. So then in the second third, you know, the second little segment of it, I went like half the time, you know, and it was kind of like when I would come, people would be like, oh, I forgot you were in this class. And then I still did okay on the test because I just studied from the, you know, the slides online. And so in the third section of it, I did not go. Like, I literally stopped going to the fucking class. And I started getting the worst. I started having dreams of, like, and I still have the dreams of, you needed to go to the fucking class. You know, I needed to finish the test. And I just did not go. And I went and took the test. And the day I came in to take the test, everyone thought I had dropped the class. And, like, I took it, and I ended up with a fucking B or a B plus in that class. It was one of the, so I got the W. Hmm. That was one of my best accomplishments. But that was, it probably wasn't worth the lifetime of having dreams. I mean, I don't have them so much anymore, but definitely for at least like 5 years afterward, I would have a dream that there was a class that I did that with that I forgot about.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't literally that one. Like, it would be like, oh, you did that, but for another class, and you just flat out forgot and never took the test and, you know, all that.
It's especially weird because for both of us, they could, like, in real life, like, the registrar or whatever at the college could call me tomorrow and be like, you know what? We looked at your thing. You didn't graduate. You don't have a degree.
I'd
be like, all right. It would make no difference.
It would make no difference. God, I didn't think about that. That's awesome.
I used to have, I mean, my old job, it probably would, I guess. I don't know.
I doubt it. They would, once you get past the thing, like the period, they wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Right? It's just the interview process. Like, when they're the hiring process, they see, like, do you have your bachelor's, and then you get, you know, a certain, like, higher pay or something.
Guaranteed 20 grand a year.
They would fucking, they would never check that.
Yeah, it's weird.
But anyway, I have a thing I wanted to do. I don't know what you have, but I came across an oldie that is just the fucking best. And it reminded me.
Should be a regular segment.
It really should. Because, dude, fucking oldies. Yeah, how is it that they just figured it out in the 50s and, like, late 50s and the 60s?
It's amazing.
They figured it out. And
imagine a time where it would be cool for that to be the music. God. Like, an oldie, a single would come out, and everyone would be like, this song's awesome. And everyone's listening to it, and we're just living.
Let's put on this fucking song. Well, I guess you can't even, I don't know. You probably had to listen to the radio for like the 50s. Yeah. I don't know how that worked. But anyway.
That would be an amazing time.
Yeah, and here's the thing. There's more good music than ever right now, but it's not the popular music. That's the thing. Like, there's great music out there. It's just hard to find because, like, it'll be obscure artists that have, 10,000 listeners or something that... Like, you can find it. And then when you do find it, you're like, Jesus, this is fucking awesome. Pop music is fucking dog shit. It's dog shit. Dude, listen to this fucking song. This might be the best song in the entire world. It's so fucking good.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by.
So good. So many good melodies in this fucking song. I think it still changes again, or does it go back? They have like four different sections. Yeah, it's another.
Losing you, and so if I seem broken and blue.
So fucking good. There's 100 melodies that are good in that. Like, it's...
There's a lot of auto-tuning and, all that, though. Yeah, blah, 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 yeah. That was just a girl with a microphone. Like,
yeah.
Old and recording.
And good chords and melody. And I like the concept. Like, the lyrics are good, too.
Who was that? I know the song, but it's not
Dionne
one of my...
Warwick. Yeah, it actually... I thought it was a... It's funny, because I had the memory of it. And I was like, and I remembered that background singing, and I thought it was a dude who sang it. So I, like, searched it, and I was like, can't be right, and it's Dionne Warwick. Turns out it was written by Burt Bacharach.
Yeah.
And it's, God, it's so fucking good. I had it in my head for a week of just like, it's so many different melodies. They don't fucking do that. It's all one note now. It's like the point of pop song. And I heard, where were we? We were someplace where I had to hear pop songs because, you know, you have to. Oh, I know what it was. I think it was at the Sharks game. There was going to be like a fucking, I don't know, a Katy Perry concert at the arena, you know, so they played like a preview of that concert. And Katy Perry is just like, the music now is just for their high belty note. So like, it's just all the song is okay, now you're going to do a lot of shouting here. You know, it's just going to be the, like just the highest note forever. And that's the song, like just to make sure you're belting. And it's just so grating. There's no fucking melody. God.
Yeah. Crazy. I just recently got over Help Me Rhonda getting out of my head for a month.
So awesome. Yeah, get it out of your head.
Get it out of my head. Help me Rhonda. Any Beach Boys song.
God, there's
really
nothing. Yeah, that's true. Any Beach Boys song. And some of the weirder ones are even more, like if you listen to some Beach Boys songs enough times, the chords are so fucking awesome that they. You know, like my theory is that the more complex stuff, for me anyway, like you might not latch onto it right away, but once you do, it's like even more catchy for me. Mm-hmm. And God, there's a few songs that are like haunt me. They're so catchy because their chords are so interesting. God, where is it? Oh man, there's a lot. When I search Beach Boys on Spotify, there's like 67,000 like greatest best of. Dude, here's an album: The Beach Boys Live in Sacramento, 1964. Jesus, I'm gonna have to listen to that one. I wish I could have been there. All right, never mind. Yeah. I'll have to search Pet Sounds because it'll take me an hour to find.
Yeah. All right. Well, while you're doing that, I'll do my other one.
Oh, okay. Well, this is one. Hold on here. I'll just.
Oh.
Where's. Nah, never mind. There's too many. There's just the chords. Pet Sounds is a great. Just listen to Pet Sounds, everybody. But you have to listen to it like 10 times. And then it's the best. I mean, the popular song from it is this one. Best fucking song ever, but there's other ones that are like they're kind of weirder, but they really get to you. But anyway, okay, go ahead and do your thing. So many key changes.
Yeah. Well, we're almost to boner time. Maybe we could do a long boner, extra long boner.
Let's do an extra long boner.
Well, then this is gonna take.
Let's
more
just listen
minutes.
To Beach Boys songs.
Okay. Take us out, God, Beach Boys. Yeah.
There's one like this one. Like the chords are so weird. They're awesome. Trying hard to find the people that I won't leave behind. They say I got brains, but they ain't doing me no good. Yeah. I wish they could. Anyway, just walk on my dinner.
Just wish I could have lived that during that time to see what it was like that people were all listening to that. Must have been amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure it would have been just like anything else. He would have taken it for granted.
Yeah.
God, it's like there's never... Yeah. Pop music fucking sucks. Here, we can listen to it. Let's see. We could search the Katy Perry shouty.
No, I had a whole... Perry. I was going to do a whole thing. I haven't quite finished it yet, but... I just can't stop laughing at Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons?
You know that band?
I've heard of
it. The guy's voice is so ridiculous, and they're huge. And I every time the songs are on, I laugh at his voice. It's like a, I can't even explain it. You know their songs.
Maybe.
That Believer song, it's on every fucking thing ever, all the time.
The
God,
what
it's
song?
So annoying. Believer.
Well, speaking of oldies, hold on. I saw her face. That's another good oldie. Or there's, the other one is Daydream Believer. There's a lot of... Believing
Dream
back then.
Believer.
Dude, that one is great. God, listen to this.
Is that the turtles?
No, it's actually the monkeys even.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they probably didn't write it. But.
Yeah. Oh, I could hide. His voice. The
wings. He had a weird voice. Of the bluebird as
she sings. What if you played this at like a party?
Yeah. I would be fucking thrilled. That's a party.
Like a high school, you know, like cool kids party.
Everyone would kill you.
Yeah.
What if you just took every oldie and put a dance beat to it? Probably should. Cheer up, Sleepy Jean. What can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? And then it makes me mad, like, I wish there was a newer version of this somehow. That's the, because the recording was so god awful back then. And it's like, there should, yeah, would it be better, or is that part of it? I don't know.
It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Leave all right. Alone. Anyway, we should, yeah, we'll cut to Boner. So thanks so much for listening, everybody. And we will get, Sam has something good. It sounds like something juicy, something tasty, yeah, for the patreon.com/shoeshine bonus content. We'll see you over there. For everybody else, we'll see you next week. Hopefully we'll be on time next week. I don't know if we can get used to this new daylight savings thing. That's my excuse.
Yeah, no promises. Yeah.
See you then.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.